You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
One pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Good times!
It is good times, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
You're going to need him to diddy bop?
Oh yeah, we need the diddy bop. That's my co-host Dave Rothenberg. We have our amazing producers, the little Don himself.
Yeah, you don't know what I know.
Oh, you don't know what he knows. RJ Santillo. How about our very humble Raymond Santiago?
I don't watch a celebrity.
Oh, he doesn't need that. And of course, as always, we got the company with us. Thank you for getting up with us this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
I get horrendous take, Rick.
That's not very nice. Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Shooter Stanford with the sexy hot wife.
Very sexy hot wife. We have an awesome show planned for you today.
I just said something, and now I don't remember what I said.
Let's make sure we straighten that out. The Knicks' four-game winning streak comes to an end, but more importantly, Julius Randle addressed his future with the Knicks after the game.
Trade me right now!
That doesn't sound good. Your Rangers with another come-from-behind win. That's their 24th of the season. Kreider got his 46, and of course, it was on the power play to tie it up. And it was new addition Andrew Kopp that ended it in OT.
Far circle, Panarin, he's got Kopp, gets it to Kopp, shoots, and scores! Andrew Kopp in overtime, and the Rangers win 5-4.
What a call by Donald LeGreca. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a new head coach. The U.S. men's national team qualifies for the World Cup. We're actually able to get some pregame sound from inside their locker room.
Harass them. Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
Don, by the way, already taking shots at Greeny prior to the Final Four host sadness matchup. Speaking of the Final Four of the now controversial tournament that has swept the nation host sadness, voting will open up this morning at 6 a.m. We have the number one seed.
Sex.
Ooh, the risque Michael K going up against your boy.
Can we get the date?
New York.
Four. Hey, Chris, it's Rick DPH. Son of a... All right, Sandy, enough. As I was saying, Michael K is going up against me, the four seed today. Voting starts at 6 a.m. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we have no observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, I'd like to say good morning to a man that is cheap financially with his tips, but never with his words.
I gave him, you see what I did? The verbal tip.
Ooh, the verbal tip. Everyone loves that. That is my friend and yours. Everyone loves him. That is David Rothenberg.
All right, we got to go to break. 1-800-919-3776. Great open. Took forever. We'll be back. I mean, my goodness.
Let's get to the calls.
You made a meal out of that one, huh?
That's actually shorter than last week's. That was
really?
Only two and change.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we're having meals with this. Oh, that was good. Very well done.
Lots of drops. Very drop heavy.
You know what I like? I like the fact that you're now incorporating different drops. We need to break. Otherwise, more people will die. It's not just the same monotonous drops week after week after week.
Well, no, because you're a drop machine, Dave. I have to write. I read a list now because I forget.
If you could be quiet for a minute, let me talk.
That was going to be in today. Instead,
see,
I went with forgot what
think
you were saying.
You appreciate me the way you should.
No, I appreciate you.
That open without my drops is just bleh.
Well, no, you're our drop guy, is what you are. You should appreciate me. When you did the show with Buster, zero drops. It was blah.
Wow.
Snorefest.
Go away, this show dies.
Taking shots at Buster, huh?
No, I'm not taking shots at Buster. I think Buster is great. I'm just saying.
So you just said Buster, blah. Numerous blah. Busters doing different things.
Incorrect. I said you, blah.
So you think without you, I'm blah?
I'm just saying I have one example of you without me, and it was Snorefest.
All right. You want to take the glove
now? You going to swing it?
That's what you want to do?
I'll swing it. Yeah, it's Buster left. You bored Buster. He fell asleep.
You would come back to host with me again if you were asked.
This is troubling.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, I blame Santiago. I think Santiago did something there. All right. So, lot to do today. I mean, how about these Rangers? Really? Trailing 4-3 late. You start to think, well, maybe, you know what? The time's going to run out here. They're not going to win this one. They won last night. Hopefully, they beat the Islanders. Kreider, boom.
Boom.
Overtime. Boom. I mean, this is what they do.
Well, how about the additions, by the way?
They're all playing great, huh?
All playing great. Kopp with the OT winner. That must have been special, too. I mean, he's a Michigan guy, so he scores the OT winner. Vetrano's been good. Mott's been good. I mean, this is – Chris Drury's done a really, really good job.
I rarely – and you're right. It's a great win. I hate to say anything negative about it. I rarely get angry with a goal against.
George, a couple. There was multiple, though.
That first goal?
Awful. Second one wasn't good either.
But the first goal was jarring.
He scored on himself.
He wasn't screened. No, it was just a nice, easy shot. And he literally, you're right, he put it in his own net.
And he deflected it with a stick into his own net. Yep, correct.
That was a brutal goal. That being said, I mean, let's be fair. How much George are you going to see in the postseason? Probably none, right?
Well, you better hope so. You better hope none. Because the second goal was no better either.
Oh, what a bad game.
That's fine, though. Listen, any time now, especially here down the stretch, that you win a game when Georgie's playing, because you got to give Igor a rest, you'll take it.
Yep. Islanders on Friday, Flyers on Sunday. Another Rangers win. Another Rangers win. Knicks had won 4 in a row. They lose. And you feel this, I would imagine. This is on the verge of combusting with Julius Randle, right?
Well, not according to Julius Randle.
Well, according to him, everything is fine. He wants to be here, all that. But I don't know. He's shown he's very sensitive. He's getting booed at home last night. The Mark Berman story comes out about what a prima donna diva the guy is, how difficult he is to be around. It doesn't feel like this is going to end well, does it?
No, it does not. But again, we keep saying it. I mean, that's going to be one of, you know, priority number one is trying to figure out what you're going to do with Julius Randle.
Yep, certainly. This offseason, that'll be the number one thing they have to figure out. What else? U.S. soccer, back to the World Cup, a great 2-0 loss, so they move on.
Yeah, listen, it didn't matter. As long as they didn't lose by 6 or more. So they lose, but they win.
They lose by 2.
Celebration.
How could you possibly? I mean, when was the last time like a legitimate team lost by 6 or more?
No, listen, that's fine. They put themselves in a good spot. All I was saying at the time was, is as long as they don't lose by 6 or more, they're in.
And they did not. They get the victory, so that's
so
good.
So Gunland's all fired up. He'll be shot out of a cannon today on the K-Show.
Well, yeah, but you knew this was going to happen.
Oh, you know, yeah. But, I mean, he's excited. He does a podcast. I mean, this is his soccer's thing.
He should be excited. But you know what? If he's a true soccer, if he loves the sport, he will go to task. You couldn't even watch the game last night. On Paramount Plus?
I'll get the app, buddy.
I'll stop it, though.
I'm locked in with the app. I got all the apps.
Don't. I'm sure you do. Don't make it so difficult. So here's what I get. I get the games on Paramount Plus. See, here's the truth. I'm going to be honest with you. You want honesty?
I want honesty, baby.
I don't care that much. Like, well, if that game is on Fox.
That might be too much honesty.
No, I don't care that much. Like, if that game's on Fox and I can flip to it, great. Now I got to start downloading apps. I don't care that much. What an awful job for Fox. How you could not put a World Cup to clinch a spot in the World Cup on TV for everyone to see. And they didn't even send announcers to the game, apparently.
But this is what they're doing. This is what all these places are doing, man. They're trying to get you, they're trying to use content like that to push you towards the app.
Well, it's
the same thing we did early on with the hockey stuff. We had all the stuff on ESPN Plus. So if you want to get it, you go to ESPN Plus. You subscribe, and now you're part of ESPN Plus, and you see how great it is.
But I
get what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying.
And let's be fair, the magnitude of what we have shown on ESPN Plus is not the same as getting into the World Cup for the first time in what, 8 years?
How dare you?
No, you know I'm right.
I completely understand what you're saying. But again, this goes back to what you're really upset about is that you don't have a dedicated TV room where maybe you have a TV that supports the apps.
I have a TV that supports the app.
Well, I know, but here's the thing, though. You can't flip around. Like, if you're going to go to the app, you got to stay on the app. What I'm saying is if you have the TV that you use strictly for the app situation, then you have that one. You just keep it on the soccer, and then you can flip around on the other TV.
I think it's a valid point. I also think that for a game of that magnitude, don't make me have to go to the app. Put it on the app as well. You can watch it on the app, or you can watch it on Fox.
But that does them no good, though, because they're trying to use the soccer game to get you to the app, so now you have the app.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm interested. I wanted to watch it. When I found out it's on the app, I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. So now I'm not watching it.
It actually aggravates me, too, though, because I have the app on the one TV, but it's the big TV. So I can't put it up on the secondary TV, so I have to watch it on the main screen.
So did you watch it?
Did I watch it? Yes.
You watched it?
I watched it, yes.
So you put this game, this
I had no choice.
Game on the main television.
Oh, because RJ's texting about it, so I'm like, I got to watch this because I know we're going to talk about it, so I'll watch it. And then I had
I couldn't tell you anything about it. I just know they lost 2-0.
Pele?
Six.
Ronaldo? David Vannoli?
Yeah, you can make fun of David Vannoli. He didn't know who David Vannoli was until I brought him into his life.
Do I look good in this suit, huh? I mean, come on. How good do I look in this suit?
That's the best thing he does, by the way. Outside of ENN.
Is the imitation of me?
His imitation of you is that's his bread and butter.
He makes me sound like a used car salesman. Can you Pele? See yourself in this Buick?
Do I look good in this suit, huh?
I ever tell you, I was, this is years ago. So I told my dad I was going to get him a car. Because, see, I mean, growing up.
Please no, don't this tell is, us this, the keychain. Okay.
No, this is him helping me get a car. This is me getting him a car.
All
so
right,
I said, once I turned pro, I wanted to take care of my family, obviously. So, my dad got me a car when I first got my license. So I said, I want to get you something nice. So we're car shopping and, we're looking all around and we end up at this dealership and that super, super nice guy comes out and he's helping us. And just joking, he opens the trunk. And I was like, wow, that's a nice size trunk. Golf clubs. I'm like, how many dead bodies do you think you fit in that thing? He doesn't even realize I'm joking. He puts himself in the trunk.
That's a salesman. He closes, really wanted to sell
and
that car.
He closed the top. He's like, oh, at least one. You get at least one in here.
This is a man dedicated to his craft.
Oh, it was the greatest thing ever.
I want to sell the car, and if I have to push him to buying it because it fits a lot of dead bodies, then you know what? So be it.
Jumped right in. No hesitation.
I'm surprised he didn't jump in. Steve! From across the dealership. Steve, see if you can get in the trunk with me here.
Yeah, get in. Hey, Rick, you get in here too. Let's see how many we can really get
Let's see how many we can go. And then, sir, you close the door on us, and we'll see if we can get three or more.
I almost bought it on the spot. I was like, this guy's the best.
You guys are nuts. So host sadness continues today. I mean, for me, all of the luster has been taken away, but I guess it's a big day with this thing.
Oh, of course it's a big day. It's a big day for the show.
I hope you win.
Well, it's really what everyone wants, isn't it? I mean, you want both shows represented. So, yeah, me versus Kay, and then you got Don going up against Greeny tomorrow. And they're already sniping back and forth. I mean, it's getting ugly between those two.
They're going
they
at
friends.
It. Well, I saw Don went after Greeny for just his golf take.
Yeah, it continued yesterday.
And really, can we stop with the Sunday Masters is the biggest day in all of sports?
It's his favorite day. He's not saying
you're popping
it's
on
the
Peacock
biggest.
At 1:30 in the morning to watch the Open, probably a virgin.
He's funny. By the way, I'm getting a lot of tweets. Apparently, and you could correct me too, Paramount is CBS, not Fox. And the game, and I don't know if this is true or not, the game was on the CBS Sports Network last night, is what people are saying.
Yeah, Paramount's, why would you say it's, no, Paramount is.
Because I don't know. I'm not up to date on all this app lingo.
Well, you got to get up to date with that. I mean, that's where we're headed here, bud. Like, introduce yourself to the app situation, would you please?
I don't like it.
You got baseball games on there. I mean, name it.
The Mets second game is on Apple TV.
This is what I'm saying.
Get with it. I'll get with it, but I don't have to like it.
Get Sherry on it because we know that's the one person at the house that can do
good.
It.
Yeah, she'll take care of it. I have Apple TV in my room,
So I will watch that second Mets game on that Friday in my room.
In your bed.
Yes, that's in my nice. Bed, lying
must
down.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
Well, what does that mean?
No, it must be nice to have that luxury. Where you can just go and lock the deal. Shut
what,
the bedroom
do you don't have a bed? You can't lie down in a bed?
What are the chances that I'm like, oh, hey, Cass, by the way, I'm going to go upstairs and lay in bed and watch the Mets?
Well, the game's at like 7 o'clock probably.
Yeah, well, the kids aren't in bed at 7 o'clock.
You guys have lights out by 8 o'clock.
If we're lucky. That's 8, though. That's a full hour.
You're telling me for a 7 o'clock first pitch, maybe 7:10 first pitch, you couldn't have everyone in bed ready to shut it down. Now you can watch the Mets.
For 7 o'clock, no chance.
All right, well,
there's too many activities. I got lacrosse practices. I mean, a hockey tryout. There's a lot going on.
Maybe we'll bring Apple TV to another television by that point.
Oh, maybe you will. Maybe we will. Maybe we put it, I mean, you're 49 now, big birthday, but
now.
50 is right around the corner. Maybe we start now, maybe get someone over there. Let's get a room picked out, and let's start planning as to what we're going to do with the room.
Well, we don't have just an extra room.
Well, let's turn one of the rooms that you have into a TV room. What about the basement?
I don't want the basement to be a TV room.
Well, a lot of people have the basement as their theater room.
Well, first of all, it's not a finished basement. So now we're going to have to finish the thing. Second of all, it's where the kids do all their sports. I can't just usurp the basement.
Well, get down. I mean, where's Andy sleep? I mean, get the gimp closet cleaned out.
People are very upset with you. Rick, do you not have smart TVs? Do you not have smart TVs? Use the app on your phone, then simulcast it to your smaller TV.
No, I can't do it.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I can't. See here, the setup, and he's not wrong, but the setup sucks, all right? The setup's trash. I was sold the smart home. The house is not smart. It's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. I hate it.
Simulcast it to your smaller TV.
Well, you can shoot it up there, yeah, which is genius, but I can't. Trust me, I've tried.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. That's out of my wheelhouse.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, big fan.
You want to go to an Eric Church concert?
Did you listen to every song of his last night?
I love Eric Church. It goes Van Halen, EC. This guy is one of the greats now. Did you see what he did?
Yeah, why don't you explain to people why now all of a sudden you're a big Eric Church fan?
So I follow TMZ on the Twitter. And they sent out a tweet yesterday. Apparently, Eric Church had a concert planned for this Saturday evening. He has canceled the concert so he can focus on North Carolina and Duke.
Oh, he's going to it.
Oh, he's going to go to the game?
He's going to it, yeah.
All right, well, good. He should get great seats. That is a great man. He looks at sports as the number one priority in life. He dedicates his time and energy and efforts to sporting, and now he will cancel a concert and go to the game. Good for him. I love Eric Church.
Well, now you love him, and his fans are pissed.
Oh, get over it.
Well, get over it. I mean, if you had any confidence in your team, why schedule a concert during the Final Four? I mean, what are we doing?
Well, why would he have confidence in his team? His team barely made the tournament. Until they beat Duke, it could get the final game. There was a huge idea they weren't going to get in.
All right, Dave Rothenberg, if you could sing and dance.
Yeah. What do you mean if?
Yeah.
What do you mean if? Have you heard some of my greatest hits?
Yeah,
good times!
At a high level where people would pay to see you perform.
Mm-hmm.
Would you schedule something, you know, during the NFL playoffs?
Everybody!
No, but I think you're missing Eric's point. And I'm going to defend him here because he's not here to defend himself. I think he likes college basketball. Apparently, he's a huge fan of North Carolina. Well, he didn't expect them to be here, so he felt it was safe to, you know what, he told his bookers, schedule a concert.
No, I don't accept that. I don't accept that because if you love it that much, I mean, if you love your team that much.
Well, I love the Giants, but I'm not gonna say, you know what, when we get to early February, nobody make a plan because they'll be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're not scheduling your concert on wild card weekend, are you?
Well, but and here's the difference, is I love wild card weekend regardless. So if the Giants are in it or not, I don't want to do anything. All I want to do is watch wild card weekend. Eric Church feels like he's more of a North Carolina fan than a college basketball fan. So when they go on this crazy run, right, they beat the darling St. Peter's, they beat the number one seed Baylor, they beat UCLA. All of a sudden, he needs to make life adjustments. Good for him. Good for his camp. Sorry for his fans.
Yeah, but this is right up your alley, because again, you have no heart. You have no feelings. And, you know, if you get in Dave's way, you just screw everybody.
I think that we need more Eric Churches in the world. We need people that prioritize sports. And if you're
prioritizing
going to
his team, not sports, because if he prioritized the sport, he wouldn't have had a
concert. All right, fine. You know what? I'm fine with that. I need people that prioritize their teams more than like, you know, side hobbies.
All right, so this is what Eric Church needs to do to make up for this.
What does he need to do? Have a free concert then.
Well, no, not even a free concert, because I think this would be even better. You already bought the ticket, right? So whenever this concert gets rescheduled, I need him to have a meet and greet with everybody that bought
the ticket.
How's
that possible?
Well, it's possible.
Where was the concert supposed to be?
Yeah, it's just time.
How is that? Where is that concert supposed to be? What
are we? Wasted my time.
Do we
now
know?
I'm waste your time.
Do we? He's Eric Church.
I don't care who he is.
I'm not going to take that man's time. His time is valuable. Do we know where the concert was in fact supposed to be?
Jones Beach.
No, you're full of crap.
No.
Jones Beach. I'm freezing.
I'm joking.
San Antonio, apparently. What are you laughing about? San Antonio. Now, was it where the Spurs play or was it a smaller venue? Do we have any idea, Santiago? AT&T Center. It's like 23,000 people.
It's a big venue, buddy.
Sold out. How in the world can you have a meet and greet?
I think I played my last game there. That might have been my last ever hockey game professionally.
Really? You and Eric Church?
Me and Eric Church. What a great muesli at the hotel down there. Oh, delicious.
So, great what?
Muesli?
What is happening today? What are we talking about?
You've never
I got
had
games
muesli
on
before?
Channels I never heard of. RJ's telling me there's a Universal channel I never heard of. You're having muesli? I don't know what's going on.
You would love muesli. Muesli's delicious.
What is it, like a cereal?
No, yeah. Well, it's like the overnight oats, where it's the oats and it's got yogurt. It's the fruit in it. Oh, it's delicious. Oh,
that does sound nice.
Oh, you'd love it.
Sounds delicious. Muesli?
Yeah, I got in big trouble, though, because I pretty much wiped them out of the muesli at the buffet. They were very upset.
Come here, my little cookie.
I got to-go coffee cups and then went up to the muesli and took it with me.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Oh, I need a pregame snack. What do you want me to tell you?
All right, so anyhow, you're burying the story here. All right, Eric Church, smart, ahead of his time, understands the magnitude of this game. And also, maybe this. Did you think about this? He's a huge Carolina fan. Maybe Carolina goes to the Final Four. Maybe he does the concert. You got the unicorn here. You got Carolina and Duke, the biggest game in this storied rivalry's history. In Coach K's final ever Final Four, could be his final ever game. You know what? If you don't understand Eric Church and the like, you don't understand the sports fan.
No, I understand it. I understand it, but I also understand, like, I mean, if you're just a basketball fan, but you love North Carolina. Like, clearly you have no confidence that your team's going to make it to the Final Four. But you still have the whole Coach K thing and everything. So if you love North Carolina, you hate Duke. All I'm saying is, why schedule a concert with the Final Four going on?
Yeah, listen, I understand that tact. But maybe he says, listen, a mistake was made, and now we'll remedy the mistake. So if you were going to come to my show, you will get redeemed free tickets to another show. Why is that big a deal?
And I want a meet and greet.
There's not going to be a meet and greet with 20,000 people. Greet.
I want a meet and greet.
Maybe a nice T-shirt.
I'll take a T-shirt. That's nice.
All right, so there you go. So now you're going to get a nice T-shirt. Maybe you get a glow stick. He goes out there. He sings, you know, one of his big famous songs.
Give
and
me
you're bopping your glow stick along.
Why don't you sing me a little bit one of his songs?
No, I won't. I'm more of a theme song guy singing than I am actual.
McAdoo. You owe me You've a theme me song, sing. By the way. Let's not forget that. There's what? A tattoo and a theme song on the line with the voting today.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The whole theme song. All of it.
What's the theme song part of
this? Golden Girls.
You have to sing it?
No, you have to sing it.
If you win, I have to sing it?
And I have to get a tattoo, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's what we need to have. And you go, see, you think it's coincidental that we have this huge battle, you against Kay, and he just so happens to get COVID the day before the battle. He's going for the sympathy vote, which I respect.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly because Hoshenis is that important. He's avoided COVID for how many years? And now this is when he's decided
to go. 2 full years he's avoided COVID, and then, oops, all of a sudden, you know what? He was probably rubbing COVID on his nose. He took a COVID culture that was positive, was rubbing it all over his nose just so he could get COVID and get the sympathy vote and now beat you today in Hoshenis.
This is erroneous. I won't stand for it.
I mean, can you never say anything negative about this man?
No, because the guy's got COVID. I'm concerned for him. I just hope he's okay.
Of course we hope he's okay. Of course we hope he's okay.
This is not a tactic.
I don't know. You're so confident that this was not some kind of a premeditated COVID.
No, there was no premeditation. Here's what I'll say. Michael has everything. He's the voice of the Yankees.
He doesn't have a drop sadness championship.
Yeah, but he's doing, I mean, he's the face of K-Rod. He's got the Yankees. He's got an afternoon drive show. I mean, he's got everything. Beautiful family.
Yeah, but he doesn't
palatial
have the,
estate.
He doesn't have the trophy of host sadness on his mantle. And that's what he really wants. This is like completing the career.
No, but it's what I really want, though. Is Michael going to get a tattoo?
That.
Is Michael going to get a tattoo if he wins? No.
No.
Well, there's no entertainment in that.
Michael, not only will he not get a tattoo, if Michael loses today, he will play it off like, oh, I don't care anyway. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not interested in host sadness. Until he is. He'll be at home, isolated, hitting refresh on Twitter over and over and over to see how he's doing against you. And don't tell me you don't do the same, because you will do exactly the same.
Yeah, I can't lie about that. I thought I wouldn't, but I did. Going up against Rosenberg, I had to pull over.
You, what?
I told you I had to pull over because I felt it slipping away, so I wanted to tweet something out. I tweeted at you, but I had no idea how to include
And another thing, by the way, you tweeted out, guys, I could use some help here, last minute push. Who tweeted for you, me or him?
You tweeted for me, and I would expect that. You're my co-host.
Did he?
No, but he used his vote for me.
Kick rocks, you old B.
God, you're amazing with him.
I love him. What can I tell you? I love him.
I mean, and how is this fun? How is it fun that you're facing him in the semifinals and you won't even say anything negative about
you
the guy?
Said
go after him a little bit.
Stop it. You said nothing nasty about Don, and then he clearly cheats or called for cheating. You get destroyed, and then you have him on your show three
times. I
didn't get
times. Destroyed. I got cheated.
You, well, whatever it was, and all you did was kiss his butt. Oh, Don, I know we have to go to break, but I love having you on. Can I ask you more questions? It was disgusting.
I'm just, Michael. Oh, you're enormity. I love it. Please.
Disgusting.
I won't
what?
Say anything bad about Michael. What? He's a great man.
Don needed to go smoke a cigarette after that interview.
You're repulsive, you know that?
I like a lot of guys.
Embarrassed yourself.
I embarrassed myself. You know what? Why don't you do the rest of the show today by yourself? We'll see how
Fix
it turns
that!
out. Because you can't. That's why. You need me. I'm like a crutch. That's what I am. Without me, you fall over. That's what happens.
A tongue bath for 15 minutes.
Please.
Gross.
You know what? When I leave the station.
I win!
And you're hosting the show with Anita. Enjoy yourself, okay?
But that's not going to happen, though.
Oh, it might.
Oh, it ain't.
Oh, it might.
I go, buddy.
My exit interview. I'll say, you know what would be a great combo? Like Anita. Anita and Rick would be a great combo. He can provide the cheese. She can provide the gambling takes. And there's your show. Don't you dare say negative things about me. Just because you're
sorry
scared
that I'm passionate.
Of Michael K.
I'm not scared of anybody.
And we'll find out. I might vote for K. You keep this up.
You vote for K. Well, you're dead to me.
Yeah?
Dead.
I'll tell you what. Don't you tempt me.
You'll be the Julius Randle of the show. You'll come on. Hey, Rick DiPietro. Boo! Boo!
Show me which finger you're going to vote with, because you vote for Cal. Come over there. I'll drive to you.
I'm going to vote with that very
I'll
finger.
I'll bite that finger right off.
That one. Right now. Oh, I think that's the middle one. Look at that. Right there.
That's
right there.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I love this man. He is one of the great artists out there. Oh, yeah. This is a good one, huh?
This is right up your alley.
Yeah. Yeah, pump it up here, Santi. Oh. But you can't blame a boy for going dry. Oh, delightful music. He's a wordsmith, a man who really understands the whole music genre.
Good for I think him. We go to a show. I think that's what we do.
We go to a show, we just sit there and applaud him the entire time.
Maybe get to meet him. I mean, he's your idol now.
Yeah, but he's a big deal. How am I going to get to meet him?
Unless, not a big deal?
Unless I'm part of the meet and greet.
I mean, you're not a big deal. Look at you. Dave Rothenberg.
Not a big deal. Not as big as Eric Church.
Morning Drive man who creates stars at ESPN.
You think he's going to sing Round Here Buzz at his next show?
Oh, look at you.
Huh?
Look at what you did yesterday, because the guys on the text thread went after you. You don't know who Eric Church is, and what did you do? You went and studied. I like
that,
it.
That this is what I do. This is what, by the way, I didn't even tell any of you guys this. I don't even think you know anything about this. And we'll get to Julius Randle in just like 2 minutes. So I was invited on to a podcast, The Get Up. Have you heard of The Get Up on Spotify?
No.
Apparently it's their big morning show. RJ, have you heard of The Get Up on Spotify?
Oh, yeah. There's a former man, Kyrie, that worked here, works over there.
So because Kyrie, who used to produce here, now produces over there, he invited me on for a trivia battle. Against one of the hosts. Because apparently, so how about this? The host, guess what segment he does every Friday?
That's got to be some kind of stump, whoever it is. Yeah.
Stump Xavier.
I mean, that doesn't even sound good.
Well, regardless of if it sounds good or not, Stump Xavier. And I guess the producer used to work at ESPN, Kyrie, said, I know a guy that's really good with the trivia. Really good with the trivia. So this guy says, I'm a genius. Bring him on. Let's go. I don't want to ruin anything because we taped it. It'll air tomorrow morning. I'll tell you after the show tomorrow, during the show tomorrow, how this went down.
Well, if it didn't go down in your favor, I don't think you'd be bringing it up right now.
I think it's a valid point. I think that's let's just say the level of question was so easy that before they were finished being asked, I had already hit home runs. Home runs. Crushed them.
Well, I mean, what should have happened was you crush them and then you sue them, though.
Sue them for taking my name?
Well, no, not taking your name.
Taking the name of the segment?
Yeah, I mean, it just so happens that Kyrie, who produced here, now all of a sudden is on a new show where they do a segment that's just pretty much
He stole my bit, obviously. How about this?
At least dress it up a little bit.
So you could steal. So it was a Jeopardy-style game. You answer. You pick your category, and then they ask a question. If that person gets it wrong, you can steal. I stole a hip-hop question.
And you got it. And you got it right.
I got it right.
Oh my goodness! That's it. Yeah. That's insulting.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning.
I mean, just showing off at that point.
It was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So, yeah, the get up tomorrow morning, if you don't listen to it, maybe you should tomorrow. And if you don't listen to it tomorrow, I'll tell you exactly how this thing went down.
We have any sound we can play from it tomorrow?
Is that RJ, allowed? Maybe you could get in touch with Kyrie and get some of the sound from it.
Sure, that can be arranged.
Yeah, do more work, RJ.
Well, I don't understand. He's the producer of the show. So isn't it like in his contract, isn't this the kind of thing he's supposed to do? You think I went above and beyond by asking RJ to get some sound from something that would make air here and be funny and entertaining?
I don't think that's above and beyond.
No. I mean, it's like the size of him, everything's above and beyond for RJ.
Oh, my God.
He's probably midway through his look ahead that's just way too premature at that point.
There's a lot going on throughout the day.
A lot going on.
You've never been more well-informed at 11 a.m.
Yeah, exactly right. 11 a.m.
For stuff that will be completely irrelevant. I mean, how when you wrote the look ahead yesterday, did you have any idea that Julius Randle would be booed at the Garden?
I got to tell you, though, was the look ahead not spot on about what we'd be... Well, we haven't talked about it yet because we've talked about everything but it, but... Spot on.
You see,
you see
these little backhanded comments
that
he
was
makes?
A subtle
you
shot
were too
right
busy
there.
Listening to every song Eric Church has ever made.
Listen, I like Eric Church, and I'm not going to apologize to anybody for it. You know, Mr. Misunderstood, really good song.
Now you're just naming songs.
Really? And ironically, that's off the Mr. Misunderstood album back in 2015.
If I had mentioned Eric Church, the great country superstar Eric Church, 24 hours ago, you would have hated him and everything he stood for.
What do you mean?
He
would have
said,
he would have said,
sure, I go to Temple. I don't go to church. What are you talking about? That's what he would have said. He had no idea who Eric Church was.
Over When It's Over? And that's a good song.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What do you want to know?
Let's hear some about it. Let's hear some of it.
You want me to what? To sing it? I'm not going to sing it.
Sing it. Well, yeah, whatever you like.
What's it about?
When things end. I mean, things come to an end, and it can be an emotional time, and that's what he sings about.
I want you to shoot a video of you in your pickup truck singing along to his songs.
Well, I'm not Rick. I don't have a pickup truck. But obviously, it's about a relationship gone south. I mean, any kind of a fool would know that.
It could be the Julius Randle's New York Knicks theme song.
It could. You know what? It's a great point. You know what we should do? We should play that song over when it's over, and then talk about Julius Randle over the song. Which
I've been told when you play music as you're talking, I guess it does it wonders.
It enhances.
Enhances.
And that's
yeah.
off if you're scoring at home the great Chief album back in 2011.
Another point for Dave. I am actually scoring. Another point for Dave.
Thank you. 1-800-919-3776. Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Julius Randle, clearly things are going sideways. Do you ever remember, and this is not just for you, you can help, and anybody out there can help, or RJ or Ray or anybody, where New York has turned on you and then returned on you? Like where you're getting booed at home. They're angry with you. There's vitriol there. You're dead to them. And then it turns to the point where you're now a hero again. I can't remember anybody like that.
Anybody like that? So, I mean, when he first got here, people were done with him. And then all of a sudden last year, he's getting MVP chance. And now this year, everyone hates him again.
Right. But, I mean, he's getting booed at home. Do you ever remember a guy getting booed at home? We want you gone. Almost every call we take is get this guy out of
Stanton.
Here for whatever you can get. Who?
Stanton.
All right.
Gary Sanchez?
I think Stanton's a better one.
Well, I mean, people love him. I mean, when Gary Sanchez burst onto the scene, people loved Gary Sanchez.
But here's the thing. Did Sanchez lose New York and then gain New York?
No, he had New York and then lost it.
Right. Stanton, I think, lost it and in some ways has gotten it back. Like, when I say Stanton now, there's not this, oh, God, he's awful.
No.
Right?
Now people make the
exist.
Argument that, I mean, it's his deal, where you look at what the money is, his deal is... It's a bargain right now. But again, I mean, that speaks to how Giancarlo Stanton has handled it.
He's handled it beautifully. What he has done is handled this situation as well as I've ever seen. He says nothing. He goes about his business. The guy was booed on opening day last year, Rick.
I know, and you know it bothers everybody.
Well, how could it not bother you? Because you know what, truthfully, I understand the booing a lot. I'll even get involved in the booing. To boo a guy on opening day is as Bush League as any fan base can do and have. That's a terrible job. You can't boo a guy on opening day.
I understand that. You're right. You're not wrong. But I'll say the other thing, too, is the more you allow people to know what affects you, the more they're going to do it. Especially when you don't perform up to expectations. Like, once they realize it bothers you and you continue to struggle, then it's only going to get worse. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, how could this thing possibly play out well?
I don't know. I don't know how it does. I mean, if again, we have sound from last night. I mean, the way he makes it seem is that he wants to be a Knick, but I mean, his actions don't back that up.
Right. So he says, I want to be a Knick, but everything he's done this year has said, I don't want to be here. Right? He doesn't want to be around the teammates. He hasn't had a good season. He gives the finger when he's booed.
Well, it's the thumbs down. It wasn't the finger. It was the thumbs down.
Oh, whatever. Finger, thumbs down. Fine. Well, that's a finger.
Yeah, it's a thumb.
All right. But he's in essence booing the fans. So I don't know how this thing ends well.
Lindor, you could put Lindor on the list too. Didn't go well for Lindor.
But is he back to being someone that New York fans love?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, he's having a good spring, so we don't really know.
Right, but that's the point. I'm saying, who has been booed, like almost booed off the field, that has come back and now won the fan base over? Lindor's going to get another chance, but I don't think he's yet won the fan base over.
No, but I think everyone wants to give him another chance. Because you have to.
Because he's here for another 9 years.
I think it's 10 years.
Another 10?
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, doesn't the 10-year deal kick in now? Or
he had a deal. He signed a 10-year extension after last season. It kicks in.
Yeah, I'll check, but it doesn't matter.
What is he, 10 for 341? So you have no choice with him but to try to give him that second chance.
That's correct, yeah. But you can't say last night that I know this comes with the territory and then act the way that you act. If you know it comes with the territory, and if that's the truth, then you don't react to it the way that you react to it. You just realize this is part of being here in New York.
You have to be better. And you're right. I think the more you react like that, the more gasoline you throw on the fire. Because if you're just whatever, you know what? They have the right to boo me. I'm not playing the way I expect, and it's fine if that's what they want to do. I think it calms itself down. By giving them the thumbs down and acting the way you act, I think it enhances the fan base to do that.
Yeah, the deal for Lindor kicks in this year.
And it's 10 for 341, is that right, or am I making that
10 up? For 3, yeah, 1 million more than Tatis.
Right. Now, RJ says, how about Didi?
Oh, yeah, Didi's a good one. Didi never lost them, though.
But
he was off to a rough start. People hated him.
And they only hated him because he was replacing Jeter.
Yeah.
Right? If he was just your opening day shortstop with nothing around him, nothing surrounding him, it'd be whatever. It'd be fine.
I think Saquon has a chance.
I don't feel like Saquon has been booed to that extent.
Well, no. No, not really. But, I mean, he's as far as Giants fans are concerned, I mean, they're kind of done with him.
Yeah, but it feels like the Knicks fan can't stand Julius Randle right now.
Well, no, not at all. I mean, they can't. You're right. And I understand some of it, too. Like, I mean, the fact that, I mean, he has his, you know, his son at the games. I haven't seen his son at the games, but, you know, his son at the games, loves basketball, chance to sit there, watch his dad play, and then the booze.
That's
got to
be awful.
It's got to be awful.
That actually breaks my heart a little bit.
But, again, I mean, you can also, as much as that sucks, you can also use it as, you know, as a teaching moment for your son, too. Like, hey, listen, this is part of it.
Yeah,
this is part of it.
You're not wrong, but when the family gets involved and a little boy, I mean, he's a little boy, has to hear his dad get booed, that's a lot for me.
No, I understand that, but I mean, it's not like people are booing the kid. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's just
I
that
know,
you're
but
there.
Still,
it's gonna
I mean,
happen.
I mean, you know this. You would do anything for your kids, and you want to see them happy. And obviously, this is a tough situation, so that makes it difficult. Not that I don't understand. I do understand. Let's take a listen. Here is Julius Randle. Is it hard for your family to hear the boos?
I mean, that's probably where most of my frustration comes from. My 5-year-old son that's there and is obsessed with the game of basketball and loves the game of basketball, and he doesn't understand what's going on. You know, that was probably my biggest frustration, you know, coming from him. You know, the time that I sacrificed from him to put into this game, and he's daddy's little boy. He loves his dad, so for him to experience that and, you know, him being uncomfortable and, you know, having to leave the games and stuff like that, as a father, that's what bothered me more than anything. But, like, at the same time, like, you got to understand it comes with the territory. At the end of the day, the narrative can always, you know, flip. So I understand that. I understand it's New York City. I understand that's just what comes with it. And I understand how passionate our fans are. So you just kind of got to live with the good and the bad.
See, that to me is difficult. But I will say this.
It's difficult, but you know it. No one cares, man.
No one cares.
That's the reality.
And I'm not saying
that
the fans are doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that is the one, like him getting booed, him thumbs down, him acting the way he acts, whatever. It doesn't have any impact on me. But when the kid gets involved, it does. Maybe, and I know this is not ideal, maybe the kid can't go to the games.
Yeah, but that's not what you want either, though.
Well, not what you want, but I mean, you don't have to explain after every game of why they're booing you. It's not going to get better.
Well, no, I don't think you have to explain it after every game. I mean, you just like this is what it is. If you want to come to these games, this is what's going to happen. When Dad plays well, they'll cheer for Dad. Last year, Dad was great, and they were chanting MVP. This year, it hasn't gone so well, so they boo me.
And can I say something? How old is the kid? The kid is five. He shouldn't be going to these games. This kid has no bedtime.
You can't say that. You can't say that. No, what? It's one of my biggest regrets in life is that I didn't have Milo sooner.
Well, you didn't have a child.
No, I know.
This kid shouldn't be going to all the games. He's 5 years old. He should be in bed.
No, I would take my kid to as many games as he wanted to come to.
So this kid's getting to bed at midnight?
Well, I don't know if he stays for the entire game. I'm sure they don't live far from Madison Square Garden.
You don't know where they live.
Well, listen, I mean, I don't know where he go, what time he wakes up for school and everything else, but if I had the chance to take my five-year-old to my games...
Kids probably bleary-eyed the morning after a game.
Sit courtside, I would do it. That's awesome. It's an unfortunate situation, man. I mean, this is what happens, though. I mean, this is not an easy place to play.
It's not, and it's not going to get
better. Derek Jeter's been booed. Mariano Rivera's been
Everyone gets booed. Everyone gets booed. It's almost a rite of passage here. Eli Manning's been booed. But look at the handbook. When guys get booed, has anyone handled it better than Eli or Jeter or Stanton? No. Show nothing. And the boos will quiet down. And then when you play well, they'll turn to cheers.
I'll tell you what, because there was a time when I thought it was just, I mean, when I started doing this, and I think as an athlete, as a coach, whatever it is, you feel like or you hope, because you heard him mention, you know, how much time he spends away from his family because he's dedicated to obviously to his sport, right, and just, you know, road trips and everything else. So you want to believe as an athlete or as a coach or whatever is that you build up equity, right? Like I'm playing hurt or like, you know, it's the back-to-back. We didn't get until 4 a.m. and like there should be some equity. But the reality is there's not, right? I mean, you're out there, you're playing, you're responsible for your performance. And early on, I was like, wow, man, like no wonder why no one wants to play here. This is rough. Like there's no, like, I mean, Tom Coughlin should be fine. Like it's just people don't care. It's like, what have you done for me lately? So I was like, is that just New York? And then, like I've told you, like going back to Boston, and I'll listen, I'll throw on Sports Talk Radio, and they're crushing Bill Belichick. Crushing him.
Yeah, well, they're a tough sports city, too. New York, Boston, Philly. But, like, when I lived in Raleigh, and I'm doing Sports Talk in Raleigh, and NC State loses a game, and I'm crushing a kid. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, he was awful. Like, you can't go after our own guys. So I think the bigger, like, metropolitan sports cities, they can and you do. But the smaller cities, you can't. That's one of their own.
Well, once you get to that level, though, like this level is that, you know, you're trying to do whatever you can to keep the guy happy so he stays, right? Like, I mean, there's a reason why in Oklahoma City they said something about, you know, nasty about Kevin Durant. They had to retract the story, right?
Which is amazing, right?
And why Russell Westbrook now is having a hard time in L.A., when everyone's, you know, so focused on every single game.
That's why a lot of guys are not built for these big cities.
But once you are a star in a big city, it makes all the difference in the world.
But look at like Mark Messier. Mark Messier won what? 5 cups with Edmonton? And I've heard him say it, you know this, they pale in comparison to once you win here. Like Joe Namath won 50 plus years ago here. He's a conquering hero. Phil Simms, Eli Manning, Derek Jeter, Mark Messier, once you win here and you're in that iconic level, they will... I mean, look at Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor is considered the best of the best, right? Guy, bad guy off the field with a lot of things that he's chosen to do, and people still look at him and adore him.
Well, it was the whole Jeter thing, right? Like, the players would always do those, you know, the polls, most overrated player, and Jeter would always be on that list and be like, why would Jeter be on this list? But it was just because people felt like you know, the fact that he was a Yankee amplifies what he does on the field to a different level.
It sure does.
But that, I mean, that's it. But it, there are some negatives that come along with that.
There's a lot of negatives.
And you have to learn to deal with it.
It's not for everyone. For the Sonny Grays of the world, this is not the place for you.
Well, but that's even worse, though. I mean, that's especially worse.
For the Ed Whitsons of the world, this is not the city for you.
When you're not a homegrown guy and you're brought in with expectations and there's a lot of money involved, it's not. That's the worst. And once you sign that big ticket deal, man, it becomes even harder.
Oh, when you're getting paid for it and you don't produce, you don't live up to the numbers?
Because there's higher expectations.
Of course. Let's go to the phones. People all lined up this morning. By the way, Nobservations DHIF, 645. RJ says he has a great little Nobs and DHIF plan.
I've heard the same. I've heard RJ does have a terrific little Nob.
Yeah, that's very nice. JoJo and Nutley. JoJo, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Shout out to the company. Just got to agree with everything you guys said yesterday, especially with when Michael Kay was giving, like, backing up Julius Randle with his statistics. And, you know, I don't think he understands that we as fans, we're not looking at the statistics. Yeah, he's putting up numbers, like, you know, his average numbers. That's fine. But he's not – it's just on the court attitude. And when we watched, like, I was watching the Chicago game, you know, RJ Barrett didn't play well for us, you know, at the beginning of the season. Now he's giving us full effort, and we're, you know, behind him. He got a technical for going to the hoop hard, not getting fouled, and you could see the fans, you know, backing RJ up. The next possession, Randle gets a technical for just, like, you know, yelling or saying the magic word to the ref, and, like, everyone booed him because it's not even like he's playing hard. It's just, show us that you want to be here, and I guarantee you we will be behind you. But I think that's far behind right now, and it stinks. But that's how I feel with Randle. I think we got to get rid of him and hopefully get someone in return. And I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but JoJo, I think that's JoJo. Here's what I'll say. I think that's part of why he's reacted the way he's reacted, because he felt like with the season he gave the Knicks last year, right, second team All NBA, most improved, all of it, four seed. Now, he got exposed a little in the playoffs, which is fine, but he actually took less money, right? Like, I mean, he told you, I want to sign this extension. I don't want to wait because I want to be a Knick.
Right.
And then early on, you know, after that hot start they got off to, they were 5-1. Things started to go sideways, and now all the vitriol was pointed towards Julius Randle. So in his mind, he felt like, okay, I just showed you I wanted to be here. I left money on the table. I gave you an amazing season. Like, there should be some equity built up.
Yeah, it's almost like he doesn't know how it works here. Doesn't work like that. You go out there and you shoot 41%, 30% from three. Team is awful, falls apart. You're the guy that's considered the 1A on this team. You're going to get the brunt. That's how it works.
And then on top of that, you start doing the thumbs down stuff. You get caught, you know, not giving max effort, because that is the worst thing you can do.
How about the other night when they win the game, he just walks off the court like they just lost by 30.
I hated that. Yeah.
I mean, how is the Knicks fan supposed to react to that?
Negatively, like they have.
Exactly. So, I mean, a lot of this he's brought on himself.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.